Well, we got a preview of the president's new tack last week when the administration eased regulations of his new health care law. This would help hospitals and doctors coordinate Medicare patient care and in so doing lower costs. Well, many of those hospitals and doctors are already looking at a company that has succeeded in doing just that, despite spending money on extras, such as wireless scales. So after you weigh yourself in the morning, presto, you get a call from the doctor's office, perhaps concerned about a 3-pound overnight weight gain. They also offer light weight training for the elderly right in the doctor's office, along with regular toenail clipping, cars free of charge sent to pick up patients to ensure they make appointments. Welcome to the California-based healthcare company Care More. They work exclusively with normally high-cost Medicare patients, but their overall costs are 18% lower than the industry average. Their hospitalization rates are lower, hospital stays are shorter, amputations for diabetics 60% fewer than on average. Care More operates 26 centers across the Southwest, including more than 50,000 Medicare Advantage patients, and it could be a national model now that the massive healthcare company WellPoint bought Care More for $800 million this year. Let's take a closer look with Adrian Slavatsky. He co-wrote a story about Care More in The Atlantic. He's also a consultant with the Oliver Wyman management firm. Adrian, welcome.
Thank you very much, Robin. Happy to be here.
And just at the outset, you are a consultant, but not to Care More. You're a business management consultant,
correct,
which is why Care More caught your eye. So let's just talk about some of the things that I just talked about. Scales that you can get on and your doctor's office, your Care More clinic, is hooked up to them?
Yes, it is. What they found is if they provide them with a wireless scale at home and cause them to use it every morning, they know if there is a weight gain of 3 pounds or more, it's probably fluid buildup in the lungs. Congestive heart failure patients frequently have fluid buildup in the lungs. It's wirelessly transmitted to the clinic. The nurse practitioner or the medical assistant calls immediately and says, come to the clinic so that we can start treating it. What the physicians at Care More found is when you start looking at the entire patient's life and finding out what causes these very painful and expensive downstream events, like a fall, like congestive heart failure, hospitalization, they started asking themselves, are there things we can do before the patient comes to us?
Care More applies the same thinking to diabetic patients. As the elderly get older, the extremities might get little cuts, but then they're hard to heal. So how do they deal with that?
The first thing that happens is the general physician sends them to the Care More clinic, where a nurse practitioner has a very specific protocol to tend to the wound that day.
This is the wound clinic.
The wound clinic within the general Care More clinic, and then has the patient come back every 2 or 3 days until that wound is absolutely taken care of and healed. And as a consequence, Care More patients experience 60% fewer amputations than their peers in other health systems.
I mean, what we're hearing is, the philosophy of Care More, which is something a lot of people have talked about, but they seem to be able to do it, attending to things upstream before they become bigger problems downstream. For instance, we'll just give a couple more examples. Home visits, people who come to the home, this is from your doctor's office, come to the home to make sure, there's not shag carpeting that could trip someone. They do regular toenail clipping. Now, this is something that hit home with you. Do I understand?
It absolutely did. My mom fell a year ago, taken to the hospital, 10 very painful days in the hospital, followed by 2 weeks of rehabilitation, followed by 2 months of rehabilitation. Shag rug in the bedroom, unclipped toenails, the classic examples of preventable conditions that, had she been part of this system, the chances were very high that that never would have happened.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about the fall. Some of us know about that. Terrible. But if, in fact, your mom had been in Care More, maybe that had been prevented. And also, if she'd needed care and, didn't have a car, as most elderly don't, she could have called and gotten a free car. They provide transportation. Now, I can hear people saying, there are cash registers ringing when they're hearing this. Take us through how this works. You say the thinking is based actually on a management principle, which is your field, that was first developed by Bell Labs back in the 1930s. What is that?
It is understanding if you identify and fix a problem in step one, it's very, very cheap. If you fix the problem at step 10 or 15, it's extraordinarily expensive. And very often the difference is it may cost $1 to fix in step one, $30 to fix in step 15. Healthcare is exactly the same way. Things that can be prevented very cost-effectively early on, yes, they do cost money to fix them, but the money that they save down the road is in the tens of thousands of dollars. The central issue that all physicians and patients are very familiar with is compliance. We don't make the visits that we should make. We don't take all the pills that we should. The thing that's somewhat revolutionary about how Care More doctors think is they think compliance is not the patient's problem. Compliance is our problem. How do we make sure that the patient both takes their medications, come to visits when they should? Without the support of the car service for this type of patient, elderly, frail, as many as 30% of them miss appointments. What does that mean? You come a week later or 2 weeks later when the condition has gotten worse, more difficult to treat, and more expensive.
We're gathering questions here, but first let's explain more about how Care More works. They work exclusively with the elderly now. We'll hear some of their backstory in a second. So they receive payments from Medicare Advantage along with whatever the elderly patient pays in. And they receive the lump sum on a per-patient basis, you know, one pot of money for a patient. Now, that's how HMOs were supposed to work, you know, the managed care, the idea that you'd get one lump sum instead of paying fee for service, a fee for each individual service. And the HMO was supposed to manage this and coordinate all the doctors. So what happened and what's the difference?
There is a huge difference. Care More is funded exclusively by Medicare Advantage. It is for Medicare patients. And it is a fixed payment, but it's adjusted based on the risk level of the patient so that the amount that Care More would receive would be very different for one patient who is 70 years old but does not have multiple conditions compared to a 70-year-old patient who has diabetes and congestive heart failure. So it's adjusted for the difficulties the patient is in.
Whereas in an HMO, you might get the same lump sum of money for a healthy 30-year-old that you did for an older
person? Precisely. And everybody knows, I think, that much of the HMO success was dependent on how successful am I at recruiting younger members. Because there's a very famous cost curve that shows, you know, as you get older, the cost of healthcare rises exponentially. If I can get more young people, then I'll do well financially.
And the founder of Care More also found that he was spending most of his time arguing with HMO negotiators as to what could get covered because it all became about cost cutting.
You're precisely right, and it was cost cutting in a very specific sense. Is this test needed? Is this hospitalization? It was looking at the transaction, not at the life of the patient. And what Dr. Sheldon Zinberg, the founder, said is, if we put patients first, if we look at their whole experience, not just what happens on that day at the clinic or at the hospital, they will profit and we will profit.
Adrian, want to hear more about Dr. Sheldon Zinberg, a gastroenterologist who founded Care More in the 1990s. After becoming frustrated with HMOs, he felt they focused on cutting costs instead of what he saw as cost-cutting preventive care. He wanted to start an organization that would zero in on small problems before they became large, expensive crises. But so do most caregivers, and they can't get around the bureaucracy. So how did he do that?
With tremendous difficulty. He described to me how he spent the better part of 2 years having dinner several times a week recruiting physicians. He found a critical mass of doctors that saw the world the way he did, and they started practicing medicine in a very, very different way that over time produced better and better results. They were scientists, in a way, who had the guts to ask the question, how did the patient get into trouble in the first place, and what are the things that we could do to prevent that from happening?
So they open up a wound clinic, and they start experimenting with how to treat diabetics who might get these little cuts and make them come back, and instead of relying on the patient to take care of it, because these are elderly people who often can't, things like that. So the proof would be in a pudding. What is the pudding here? Are they profitable?
They are profitable. The most important proof of the pudding from their perspective is look at how much better the patient's life is. Fewer falls, fewer amputations, fewer hospitalizations, fewer rehospitalizations. And in our healthcare discussion, which is so cost-centric, that always comes as an afterthought. That's their first set of metrics. But their second set of metrics, because they are a business, is can we deliver significantly better care at a significantly lower cost? And their costs are 18% lower than their peers, which is not surprising because if you prevent the fall for $100, you prevent a hospitalization that costs tens of thousands of dollars. Similarly with congestive heart failure, similarly with amputation, figuring out what the smart things to do for the patient in each of those cases took a bit of time, and they're still refining their techniques.
Now, WellPoint has purchased CareMore, and the fellow who's now heading up the company came from an HMO. So what are your thoughts about whether or not this is going to be able to be replicated, and whether or not you're going to find enough management people, no offense, who are willing to have that CareMore thinking that the patient's welfare comes first, and then, oh, by the way, it's also nice that we cut costs?
Great, great question. Maybe the most important part of the answer is how thoughtful CareMore is about opening new clinics and how that's respected by the WellPoint organization. Opening a new clinic is very difficult because CareMore, in their recruiting, are looking not only for very good physicians, but for people with excellent communication and empathy skills, because that's critical to the culture. Before the new clinic is opened, the new physicians have to work in a CareMore facility to be integrated into the system and into the culture. And when a new clinic is opened, veterans from CareMore work alongside the new physicians to make sure that it takes.
Can you find enough people, and I don't mean this in any way to disparage healthcare providers, but with the huge Medicare population, can you find enough people with this mindset?
There's a very astonishing thing that CareMore found, and that is there are many physicians who want to practice this way. That's why they went to medical school. In Dr. Zinberg's first dinners, there were physicians who said, "This is why we went to medical school to do this." I don't know whether that's 180, 70% of the physicians, but there is an enormous pent-up demand from good physicians to be operating in a system that can produce remarkable results for the patient and can pay for itself.
Well, it's interesting because you note that, and others have pointed out, that one of the interesting things about this is that it is focusing on the most expensive portion of healthcare right now. It's not throwing this wider because it's not needed wider. And that brings us to President Obama's Affordable Care Act, which calls for a lot of the same things: adopting electronic medical records, which CareMore already uses, increasing at-home care and preventive care. You know, this is all a part of the Affordable Care Act. And it's interesting to us that some Republicans that have, you know, disdained that are embracing CareMore. It's almost as if when they see it enacted on a business level as opposed to on a government level, you're nodding your head, yes, it's acceptable.
I don't know whether it's acceptable or what drives the acceptability, but here's the important economic point. The philosophy of the physicians at CareMore is patient first. That's hard to fake. But at the same time, they are excellent economic thinkers. They know that doing smart things upstream saves enormous costs downstream. They also know you have to focus on the 15 or 20% of the patients who have the greatest needs. Even within CareMore, where it's all Medicare population, 70 to 75% of the patients do well. They don't have special needs. They get the care that they need, but they don't have multiple conditions. They don't have costs that run into the tens of thousands. Alan Hoops, who is the CEO of CareMore, has said, you can take this model to broader populations, but you have to remember one thing. You have to be very, very focused on what the expensive cases are, and you have to make sure that you concentrate on those. People say we have to overhaul the system. Not sure that that's true.
Yeah.
I think we have to figure out how to focus on that 15% subset that generates the vast majority of the costs and make that work well. And CareMore has shown that there are two approaches. You can wait for train wrecks and fix them, or you can stop the train wrecks in the first place. Stopping them is much, much more cost effective.
And still makes you money.
They are in the black, and that's very important because it means it's a sustainable system that others can benefit from.
That's Adrian Slavatsky along with Tom Main. He co-wrote the story entitled The Quiet Healthcare Revolution in The Atlantic magazine. It's the story of the California-based healthcare company CareMore. And they are also authors of the upcoming book Demand, Creating What People Love Before They Know They Want It. We'll have to have you back to talk about that. Adrian, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.